800-259-2237.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. You can get interactive with us and talk about whatever you want. You can, of course, also join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the bulletin board system. It is our digital playground, and we have got over 600 members, over 20,000 posts for you to surf around through. They're all free, all of it, at freetalklive.com. So go check that out.
Don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, check out their website, freestateproject.org, or give them a call, 1-888-532-4604. Again, that's 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org.
Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Speaking of the Free State Project, I swear, it's total coincidence. Dave in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Matt Wichella.
Hey, lad.
What's happening? Hello. See, Dave knows, he knows that if you call the top of an hour, you've got good odds.
He gets a little commercial, too.
Yeah. Well, I also have free cell phone minutes starting as of 7 minutes ago.
Ah, bonus. So what's on your mind tonight, sir?
Well, I wanted to let you know that there has been, as you know, there was a lot of coverage of the outlaw manicurist in New Hampshire, the guy who delivered a manicure without a license.
Mm-hmm. Yes, right in front of the Board of Cosmetology, as a matter of fact.
Exactly. Well, effort is bearing still more fruit.
A state
rep who stepped forward yesterday and has promised to support an outlaw manicure bill in the House of Representatives.
And now, what would that bill say?
Hasn't been written yet, but it's completely open as to what it could say. Mike Fisher's
abolish
idea.
The Board of Cosmetology.
Well, that would be one option.
Turn it into a voluntary option. How about just to
shut them down and sell the building?
Well, the way I look at it with the New Hampshire bill, the ideal New Hampshire bill does one of two things. It either has shock power and no ability to get through, or it has a very modest tone and some ability to get through.
I think maybe I think that it could be modest and very honest at the same time without necessarily being that shocking. I mean, could it be written to basically say, to basically reveal the Board of Cosmetology is nothing but a protection racket for the schools in the state, and then
go on
from there to say this needs to be ended?
It could, and there may even be multiple bills that get passed, because I guess there's some other stuff in the works. But the one that we're looking at probably right now is going to be the second kind, a relatively modest bill that is palatable enough to have a chance of getting through.
Well, because really, how much support could the Board of Cosmetology muster up? I understand that there's plenty of other issues out there where they're going to bus in the union members to go and protest and things like that, but I can't imagine the Board of Cosmetology really having too much political pull in this particular. I think you really could go a little bit crazy with the bill and actually have a good chance.
You just need to find someone who will read it very modestly. You know, somebody will go in there and be like, and read the bill that says, "We hereby in New Hampshire hereby outlaw licensing in general." Real subtly, sneak it in.
Forthwith,
there will be no more licensing requirements for anything.
That's so harsh. That's a way to make it sound harsh. Instead, you could just use the voluntary language. We think that voluntary licensing is better. I guess licensing isn't the right term for that.
And
but voluntary certification.
And since the board will no longer be needing its building, we're going to sell it.
And you could put the money towards education.
That's
which
right.
People love education, and I understand you
give
guys
it
are going
to
be attacking that soon. So what's going on? Any news in regards to the lady in New Hampshire who's going to be refusing to pay her education portion of her property tax bill?
Well, there's not as much news about that, but I definitely have a sense, you know, as people are finding out about this, they are really looking very grave as they consider this. They're all saying the same thing. She's going to lose her house.
Right.
And that may be exactly what happens, and that's part of the Gandhi model of doing these things. People who are really courageous like her are willing to put something like that on the line just to make the state hurt her or make the city hurt her.
Right.
So
yeah.
As to generate publicity for her idea.
Exactly. And she wants the state to, I mean, not that she really wants to lose her house, but it will be the most effective protest if the state does come in with
it shows the tyranny.
Or the goon squad.
It makes clear the tyranny to everyone.
something interesting I learned today was that two people I'd already met months ago, just as part of being at pre-state events, have already lost their houses this way.
And, whoa, really?
Yeah, and apparently they didn't get much press out of it, although I think...
well, they weren't trying to.
Right, they didn't call this show.
They may have been attempting to go through the legal process and try to win in the court.
Waste of time.
Yeah, I think that's what they're trying to do. But, yeah, we'll see if the infrastructure has really improved that much since they did this. If we get, you know, better press coverage than they did, that'll be an indication that our...
What I think is interesting about this so far, Dave, is, as you've mentioned, the people that you've told about this have responded with, she's going to lose her house. You're already making the connections in people's mind. They already know what we're trying to communicate, that if you refuse to do what the state tells you to, they're going to come in and take something from you, perhaps your life, in this case, your house. I think that's really important, that people relink that kind of that connection, that synapse in their head, that, maybe the state is violent and mean and thuggish.
Well, it's also important not just that you think that, but that there's a historical precedent for that walk by Gandhi. And he always said, you must make invisible tyranny visible.
Yes. I like that, Dave. Very good. Anything else on your mind today?
Nothing I can think of.
Good call as always, man. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, guys.
800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. I kind of want to jump back a little bit, guys, because the last segment of the last hour was turned into a shout fest here in the studio. And it was because we didn't have a lot of time. We were all trying to get our points in at the very last moment. The question on the table was, do you have a problem? Is the voucher program okay? Is subsidized tuition all right? And, man, what your answer was, yeah, that's okay by me. You don't mind pointing guns at people and forcing them to pay for education just so long as...
Thanks for making my point for me.
Right.
I really appreciate that crap. And you said, absolutely not! I must have liberty! Give me it all! All right
give
now! I know it's not
going
to happen, so screw you and your appeasement to me! I'll go down in a blaze of glory! And bring back gold standard, too! I mean... Come on, man.
I will submit
to you. Hello, crackpot.
I'm not a crackpot. I will submit to you that... Maybe a pot, but not a crackpot. I'll submit to you that it's a step, albeit a very, very minor step, in the right direction. Okay? It does improve the choice issue. That's the one thing it does do. It does give parents a little bit more choice. But when you're choosing between... sniveling private schools that will bow down and bend over and let the government tell them what to do, then there's still really not that much of a difference.
Yeah, I think really it just encroaches into private schools, and it would be a program that would fail in about 15 minutes anyway.
I disagree.
What would need to happen is we would need to have this program and have the vouchers for the private schools and then get rid of the public schools at the same time.
It's essentially working here in Tampa Bay.
What's going on around here?
Yes. What do you think the charter school system is? I mean, you can pick to send your kid outside the county to another public school if you want to do that. It is working.
Another public school. Government school.
Another
the
public
test scores here in Florida are still hot.
You can have your pick of government schools.
Whoop-de-doo.
Great.
Woohoo!
You don't think that this is working
pick
in the Tampa
poison.
Bay area?
Pick your poison. No, it's not working.
No, not at all.
Absolutely.
The only school that I think has any... And this is amazing, actually. The only school that I think has any clout above the others is the self-student-formed government school here in military academy here in Sarasota that was formed by the students.
Well, I think that that having the choices increases the chances that the schools are going to do better.
Okay. Hey, we're going to come back. There's more education stuff here. We got an email from Paul. He wants to talk about the poor kids in school. He wants to argue for government control of education for the children's sake, of course, for the poor kids' sake. We're going to come back to that. This is your show, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want. Free Talk Live.
Yeah. did you know that you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment ultimately to mineral deficiency? Did you also know that 99% of American people are deficient in minerals, and a marked deficiency in any one of the more important elements actually results in disease? More than likely, this includes you. Arm yourself with the minerals you need from Mother Earth Minerals. Mother Earth Minerals specializes in providing the primary building blocks for nutritional supplementation, including liquid, water-soluble, elemental mineral suspensions, contain the essential nutrients required for the proper function of muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and organs. Founder True Ott, PhD, is so confident that you will be pleased from the results of supplementing your diet with Mother Earth Minerals that he offers an unconditional guarantee. Start your fight against mineral deficiency by calling toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com and order Dr. Ott's book, Secret Assassins in Food, to learn more about the chemicals in food that are attacking you daily. Again, call 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced Energized Water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the Energized product from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. This is your show, and you can take control. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com, where we've got archives. Last 6 days of the show are right there on the front page of the website for easy downloading. And, of course, you can grab the podcast as well, one of the top podcasts in the world over at podcastalley.com. It's all at freetalklive.com, so be sure you go and check it out. Now, we've kind of just been getting into it here with Manwich, who, as he put it before, would be happy to take the 30 pieces of silver that the government offers.
I don't know about happy.
Let me give you a little bit of an example as to what you just don't seem to quite get about what happens when the government
dangles money in front of people, or what happens when the government gets involved in a situation like this. Now, I'm not going to give you an example from education, but hopefully you'll be able to kind of parlay this over. Okay, you've got...
That's right. Give me an example. I'm too stupid.
So anyway, there was this... I believe this is from a John Stossel special. And I don't have the names. I don't have the locations. Just going to tell you generally. There was a woman. I believe it was Los Angeles. She was... she started up a little charity for herself. And the point of the charity was to give the poor kids in her area that she lived in a bag lunch to take to school, because these are destitute kids that parents are having a tough time. They can't really afford lunches for their kids. They don't like the school lunches.
That's right. They got all that, they have to spend all their money on alcohol and cigarettes. They can't afford bag lunches.
That's a whole other issue. Anyway, the kids are suffering because they've got lousy parents or whatever the reasons are.
Go ahead.
So this woman wanted to give them something nice.
Yes.
So she would make bologna sandwiches for them every day.
You know, that's great.
Get up early in the morning or whatever and just make a bunch of sandwiches.
She's a good woman.
She had little, you know, those little pints of milk that you get when you're in elementary school. She got a bunch of those, and so she'd give them the milk, she'd give them the sandwich, and something else went into it. Nice little bag lunch that she then distributed to the kids. Well, it turned out it was a pretty popular charity, and so she got some volunteers on board, because at one point there were so many kids coming to her to get some free lunches that she couldn't handle it all by herself. So, you know, she got some volunteers on board to help her make the sandwiches in the morning and help distribute the lunches to the kids. And after time, one of her volunteers said, "Hey, you could get some assistance from the government. It would help you pay for, you know, this baloney over here, and it would help you pay for some, you know, cover the costs on these things. I mean, you're doing a lot for these kids. You deserve a little something in return." So
how'd that go?
The idea was planted that she could help more kids if she got some money from the state. What sounds bad about that, right?
Doesn't sound bad at all.
It's the same situation as private schools taking money from the state to help more kids learn, okay? In this case, the government came in and said, "All right, well, you're going to have to replace that stove over there. You're going to have to get the model that is commercially acceptable. We don't cook for the kids." Well, you're in a kitchen. You have to replace that stove. If you want this money, this is what you have to do. And they went down this laundry list of things that modifications to her home. I mean, she's running this out of her house. You know, all these different things that she had to do.
Can't use that bologna. That bologna is not sanctioned. You can't use that cheese. We need government cheese.
You're absolutely right. You say that in jest, but that's exactly what that. Oh, you can't have this. You can't have this milk. Milk can hurt kids. You're going to have to replace that with blah, 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 blah.
That's not the that bread doesn't come from the company that we're subsidizing.
That is exactly what they did. They had this laundry list of things that she had to do in order to get her hands on this money. And if you don't think they're going to do that to the private schools and absolutely ruin...
That textbook's banned.
Oh,
it's free thought.
What's this? They don't talk about informal amendments in this government?
That book has quotes from George Washington and Thomas Jefferson in it. Therefore, it's radical.
You don't think these bureaucrats are going to come in and micromanage these private education centers?
I think they may try, but I think that a parent's... You know, the fact is you got to fight the system, but I'll take a step. I will take a step. That's all I want. Give me a step.
I'm just letting you know.
Oh, I know
what this is going to do in private education.
I do understand. I know that there's only one college in the nation that doesn't take federal money, and that's Hillsdale College in Michigan.
They're probably an awesome college too.
They are an awesome college.
Well, in this case, in a tuition or in a voucher situation, schools would obviously
still endorse them. I have to send them a bill.
Schools would obviously still be free to refuse the funding. And of course, we haven't even gotten into the issue of favoritism amongst, you know, who's to say that the politicians in your given area aren't going to be palsy-walsies with certain administrators at certain schools and, you know, ensure that they get a little bit bigger of a chunk or more guaranteed admissions. Who knows how they would play politics with this. Well, anyway, Paul emails us on the education issue. He says, this is Paul, and then he gives us his last name, which rhymes with cow, from Houston. This is one very interesting, informative show you have. I don't entirely agree with everything that's said. I lean more towards Manwich than Ian, but I certainly learn. I just started listening to podcasts maybe a week or two ago, and tonight I was listening to another one of your discussions about government education. As I listened, one thought popped into my mind. You can't control how or to whom you're born. You can't pick who your parents are. And some people are born with particularly lousy parents, like the ones you mentioned.
Lots of them.
Smoke and drink all the time and don't spend any money on their kids. And some people born with particularly lousy parents that just don't care. Fortunately, this was certainly not the case with me. As has been said before on your show, government is a force. Government actually is force. Parents are required by law to send their kids to school. Having graduated from high school recently, I'm well aware that government-run education is lacking and can be extremely backwards. However, it's certainly better than nothing. A few of my teachers have A few of my teachers have been very good, and as a matter of fact, two of them directly influenced my two major interests.
Which despite everything, I can read.
I feel that if the requirement of parents to send their students to school is removed, the parents that simply don't care won't do anything to educate their child, even if it's free. If they no longer have to do it, that is, send them to school, then why bother? People born to such parents will then basically be screwed for life. What do you think?
Let me think about it for a moment.
I don't think for a second that's true. I think you learn a valuable skill set by going to work, which is probably where these parents are going to send their kids. I think that work's valuable.
I think the other thing that that you need to factor in is these lousy parents, the ones that beat their kids, smoke, drink, whatever. They tend to have kids that are lousy kids as a result of all that. They're acting
unfortunately.
Out. Unfortunately, they act out. You know, they have physiological damage and things like that from the bad jobs that the parents did. So then, what you end up doing, Paul, is you end up forcing bad kids to go to school with good kids, and so therefore you get people disrupting class.
You get
stabbings.
Kids in trench coats shooting.
Right.
Several other students. Things like that.
You get problem kids forced to go to school. Problem kids that continue to act out in class, continue to disrupt the educational system, and then maybe even corrupt some of the kids that are, the good kids that are already there, that are there trying to learn. They destroy this educational process for them, and then when they go to the principal's office, they go to detention for a day, and they're right back in class because they're mandated to be there.
I just want to note on that, because I said the kids in trench coats thing, and I want to clarify that comment. Trench coats, video games, Marilyn Manson, loud music, and video games, whatever else.
Comic books?
Movies, comic books, television shows, even porn, whatever, I don't care. Does not cause kids to become violent, sex fiend, addict, crazed, maniacs.
That's true.
Bad parents do.
Absolutely. Parents that that don't take care of their kids, that are so busy snorting coke or whatever, sitting at the bar while their kids are at home trying to do their homework. That's the problem. And those parents are going to still be bad parents, even if you're forcing their kids to go to government schools. Force is wrong. Let's let kids learn that their parents stink and go and seek out their own education on their own. It's just something that needs to happen. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Yes, there is a choice, a real alternative, when it comes to news and information. The GCN Radio Network has become the world leader for those who want to know the truth. Visit GCNLive.com today and discover the amazing benefit of becoming a subscriber to the GCNLive.com Radio Club. By becoming a monthly subscriber, you gain access to higher quality audio streams of all of the compelling GCN broadcast. A full archive of the shows are posted on a daily basis within 3 hours, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, fast forward, rewind, pause, and at the same time, you are supporting a beacon of free speech. Visit GCNLive.com and become a member. It's so easy. There's a choice. There is an alternative, and it's called GCNLive.com. Visit GCNLive.com today. You can also get the entire month of your favorite show on MP3 CD that plays on computers and most CD and DVD players for only $19.95. Go to GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at heartandbodyextract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
The Monday night edition. We do this six nights a week, Monday through Saturday, from 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. If you like it, if you're only getting us a part of those six nights, a portion, call up your program directors and tell them you love listening to Free Talk Live. Mm-hmm. You want to hear every single hour of it.
Call them anyway.
During the week. And especially if they don't. If your local talk station, if you're one of our internet listeners, our podcast listeners, and your local talk radio stations don't have Free Talk Live.
If you don't know how to get a hold of them, send us an email.
We'll tell you who it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So there you go.
FTL at freetalklive.com.
Email, exactly. Freetalklive.com, bunch of cool stuff there. Be sure you go and check that out. We're talking about the education issues, and there's, of course, a bunch of issues in regards to education. But specifically, we got an email from Paul, and he's concerned that, well, there's bad parents out there.
There sure are.
There's lousy, stinking parents that drink and beat their kids and don't
molest
really,
them.
Yeah, molest them, and they just couldn't care less if their kids go to school or not.
Yep.
Shouldn't we force those kids to go to school?
And your solution was?
Well, my solution is just the principal libertarian solution. That is, you shouldn't force anybody to do anything. And one of the reasons against that is, well, when you're forcing kids to go to school, you're going to be forcing the bad kids to go to school as well. And bad kids tend to come from bad parents.
Right. But you also specifically said, though, that the younger kids should just, or just kids in general, should seek out their own education, which, I'm sorry, I don't think that that's going
to
happen.
Well, eventually they would have to. I didn't mean to intend that a five-year-old is going to be able to go out and get himself a tuition.
Well, I think in that what would need to happen is that there would need to be some sort of motivation for parents and the students to get that kid to school. And I think that what would happen...
For a crackhead parent?
Sure, for a crackhead parent.
How are you going to motivate the crackhead parent?
Well, in a free market...
A charity will rise up that will actually give you crack.
Not only charities, not only charities and foundations, but you would think that in a free market, in a free market education system, there are going to be companies that are going to say, oh, what do you want to be? And have these, you know, kids will take tests and whatnot and see what they're predisposition to. And there are going to be companies that pop up that are going to say, we'll help educate your kid.
Yeah, but he's suggesting that these parents just don't care.
Right.
They want to keep these kids at home and
this might be, parents will
them.
Care if the company says, we'll help educate your kid, and we're going to offer you this to train your child for the market of tomorrow.
But the parents don't care. He's suggesting these parents just don't care.
The parents will care when a company says, we'll offer you $3,000.
Do you remember? Well, the $3,000 is a...
I like Manwich's crack ideal. Personally, I think that would
Do you remember, like, just recently there was a news story, and I don't know if this made it nationwide or not, but there were some parents that had, I believe they were foster children, I'm not exactly sure, they're adopted children or something like that, and they were keeping, like, a 16-year-old boy who weighed 70 pounds in a closet.
Oh, yeah. Foster parents do that kind of stuff all the time.
Feeding him through a hole.
Right.
You know, this is how sick some people can be.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that this kid, that this 16-year-old, is probably not going to grow up to be a huge contributor to society. I'm sorry. Like, I don't want to be a jerk. And it's not always true. But
odds are good.
Odds are very good.
Right.
That, you know, he's got so much stuff stacked against him, and his brain's so twisted.
Oh, yeah.
But... you know, him being literate is better than him not being, I guess. I don't know. It's a very tough question.
But he's stuck in a closet. How's he going to get literate in a closet?
I think that the...
Where was he? Was he going to school with these people?
No.
No?
No.
So there's quite even... You know what? Even Paul's point is sort of it's sort of lost in that there's some parents that are so dedicated to being lazy and
awful.
That
I think that's dedicated to evil.
That they ignore the law that is supposed to force their kids to go to school.
In the first place. Yeah.
In the first place. I think that parents... I think that these lousy parents are more likely to... Are there really that many of them?
Well, there's certainly different layers of lousy parents.
Sure.
But I think in a truly free market situation where we have schools that are, you know, focused on teaching certain things and whatnot, that you're going to have companies and organizations that are going to want to come in and help out. Churches will go nuts.
Sure.
Sending kids to school.
They are.
You know, that's a good point. That's a good point. Other people would be involved in that. Let's say you've got your neighborhood, right? And I'm not suggesting you be nosy or anything, but let's say you have kids. And kids, just by their nature, seek out other kids. So your kid's outside playing in the neighborhood and he spots the little Johnny from down the street and he goes up and talks to Johnny. Johnny, what school you go to?
I don't go to school. My parents, they just let me out for 5 minutes every day.
Well, why is that? You know, they could. I'm just saying, the kids could find out and then tell their parents, "Hey, did you know that little Johnny doesn't go? Johnny down the street doesn't go to school." Well, that's terrible. What can we do to fix that? And that's where the free market would come in.
If they ever saw Johnny from down the street,
if they ever let him out of the closet. But,
well, this is, you're talking about the worst case scenarios with the situation.
I'm just talking about parents that aren't forcing their kids to go to school. That's all. In which case, the free market could kick in. And some sort of charitable organization could literally approach these people on a person-to-person basis and say, you know, we've come across information that your kids aren't going to school. Are you homeschooling them? No, we're not. We don't want to send our kids to school. Well, what if we gave you some incentive? I think that absolutely could happen.
First Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Not necessarily.
We're wondering if your child has found Jesus.
I don't think the Mormons would ever call your house.
It could certainly be religious related, but I think that's a great idea, man, which is that the free market, charities and things like that would step in to rescue, if you will, these kids from these apathetic parents, because that's the problem.
But I, at the same time, I also think there would be companies that say, you know, would have tests or would just randomly, have tests that they would offer in schools and whatnot or offer to parents or, maybe when the kid goes to the doctor's office, who knows, they have a test there or whatever, and some company would see, well, this kid has the potential to develop into a mathematical genius. And then, Intel or IBM or whatever company would be like, we'll offer you money to help train your kid in computer science and education and just go to a specialized school.
Matthew shot us an email here in regards to lousy parents. Regarding lousy parents with no nanny government around to subsidize laziness, lousy parents would only be forced to try to bring their children up well, if only so that their children could support them in their old age.
Yeah, but you might get this whole thing that everybody worries about from the early part of the 19th and late part of the 1800s is kids being working in canneries because they're smaller and their little fingers.
But you couldn't possibly worry about that in today's society because employers compete based on workplace conditions. There's no kids losing. Even if kids were working, they wouldn't be working in dangerous cannery locations because what kid would want to work there when they could go and sell stuff or whatever?
And in a free nation, if we didn't suddenly become an unfree nation, anyone would have the ability to just go, no, I'm working here.
Well, exactly right.
That's true.
So I think there's a lot of things that we aren't factoring in here, and I think Matthew brings up a great point in that a lot of these lousy parents, especially the foster parents, those people are getting a paycheck from the government every month, and the reason they're locking that kid in the closet is because if they let it out, then they have to buy more stuff for it.
Yeah.
And so that's to make that paycheck go even for as far as possible. They just want to give that kid the barest of bare minimums, water and bread, keep him in the closet so they can spend the $500 check they get
on crack. What's the point in keeping the kid alive if you're only going to keep a 16-year-old boy at 70 pounds?
Yeah, I don't know. It's not like the bureaucrats
just
come around
lie
to check very
say
often.
He's dead.
Right.
Or lie and say he's alive when he's dead.
Yeah.
Kill him. Put him out of his misery.
Awful. Don't suggest things.
I'm just saying, what a terrible... I mean, a wicked person that would do that.
Yeah.
should just go ahead and be a little more wicked.
Okay. Just for the kids, for the kids' own good. Right.
Put him out of his suffering.
More Free Talk Live on the way. 800-259-9231. Your phone calls, your emails. It is your show. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you could fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio. That number again is 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now, or log on to freestateproject.org.
I am a woman, and I care what I look like. Now when I look in the mirror, I don't like what I see. It seems that I have to fight to keep the weight off. When my husband looks at other women, it makes me crazy. I want him to look at me that way. Is it hopeless? Sometimes I just feel like giving up.
Judy Singer's Metasystem can help you lose the weight you want and increase energy. Our balanced program focuses on teaching you healthy eating habits, getting your body moving, and motivating your mind to reach your goals. And our counselors are available by phone 7 days a week.
I'm Judy Singer, and I've been helping people just like you achieve their weight loss and health goals for over 20 years.
Our products and programs are customized specifically for you with an all-natural approach. Call now for a free 3-day supply. 866-371-8555. 866-371-8555. 866-371-8555.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll-free 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you will find the Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their photograph, because they listen to the show, and they like it that much.
There sure are a bunch of them on there.
Yes, there are, of all ages, shapes, sizes, colors, religious affiliations.
I think that's probably true.
At freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call, toll-free at 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org.
Let's change gears a little bit. Continue on the emails, though, because we do have a bunch of them to get through, and they all bring up good issues. This one from Chris, Canadian Chris. He says, "Hey, guys, just listening to another very interesting and even more colorful show than usual. Easy on poor Ian, man, which don't need to rip him a new one. This must have been a very rare show. Anyway,
I'm certainly not unarmed.
Anyway, to my comments, you two are arguing about government force, and Ian is saying he believes that no one person or group has the right to force another person to do anything. Manwich then brings up a good point, basically saying, well, if we have murderers or drunk drivers, then we absolutely need force to stop them. and I agree with Manwich completely. Now, Ian, when approached on this, you quickly glazed over it, and I'm sure others are with me when I say that you didn't properly address it. So I ask, how can you not justify having government force through drunk driving laws, for example, to stop people from harming others? Well, first of all, when you're specifying drunk driving, I think that if you're going to have laws on the road, then it just needs to be a law against reckless driving. I don't think it should matter whether or not you're drunk or tired or on speed. You know, I don't think that matters. If you're swerving, if you're putting other drivers in danger, then that's the problem, I think.
I feel like the biggest problem that we have on the roads is a result of the war on drugs. I think that things would be so much better with the police and the relationship between the public and the police if the war on drugs didn't exist. I feel like that's the problem. Mm. You know, if a cop pulls somebody over for drunk driving and heroin's legal, well, then what's the big deal? He's going to check and see if the guy's drunk or not, and then off he goes.
Right.
You know, there's not going to be any of this kind of weird constitutional ballet dance where they're trying to get into your trunk, mm-hmm. look around and see if you've got something in there. And the biggest problem here, the issue with it, is the war on drugs. It's not about freedoms and all that other stuff.
Plus, I don't want to... I'm sorry, go ahead.
There's a huge difference between a government that initiates force and a government that uses reactionary force. Okay, now reactionary force is something that happens if someone kills someone, then a situation needs to be taken care of. However, a government that initiates all sorts of drunk driving laws to prevent people from driving drunk so that we prevent the deaths in the first... That's not acceptable.
Yeah, I shouldn't be hassled because there's a chance that somebody else on the road is drunk.
All guns in the country need to be outlawed because there's a chance someone might get shot.
Right.
All spoons need to be outlawed in the country because there's a chance a murderer might use it to carve out someone's eyes. I mean,
yeah. It's ludicrous. You're taking it to its ludicrous extremes, but you're absolutely
right. In fact, you need to have the bones removed from your hands because your fist might cave someone's skull.
Exactly. We can't protect people completely, and it's silly to try and counterproductive. In regards to murder, I'm not going to argue for anarchy, okay? Because I haven't completely come around to that viewpoint yet. I'm a libertarian through and through, big L libertarian, absolutely. So I would be okay. I would be fine with having a system, you know, very basic system of laws. Do not use force on others, and if you do, you'll have to pay restitution. I have no problems with that. So therefore, I support that kind of limited government. However, at the same time, if we did finally get to that limited government, I think it would become quite apparent at that point how we could replace or even better the current systems that we would have. You just gave one example of how we could bring respect back to the police, and that is get them out of the war on drugs.
Absolutely.
It would make it so people stop calling them pigs because they wouldn't have anything to disagree with them on, really.
Mm-hmm. I think you'd still be scared when one turned his lights on behind you.
But not quite as... It wouldn't be the same, I don't think. You might actually feel
I'm
like
not scared when a cop pulls me over that they're going to search my car. I'm not scared of it. I'm just annoyed by the prospect that they might.
Well, I'd be scared that they would post something, you know, put something in the back seat or something like
I guess,
that.
You know,
they didn't like your attitude.
I guess I'm sanctimonious enough that I'm not worried about that.
So, in regards to murder, though, I think that if you were going to... I mean, just as one point, I'm not arguing for the abolishment of the police here. Would you rather have the police investigating your murder, or your family member's murder, or would you rather have a private investigator doing it?
I'll take as many as I can get. I'll take the police, the private... The answer to your question is private investigator.
Exactly, because the cops, really, they're not that great at it. I mean, sure, they highlight from time to time when they catch a murderer, but you don't hear about the ones they don't catch, for the most part.
Yeah.
And there are a lot... Yeah. That they don't catch. I mean, something to the tune of 85% go unsolved.
Yeah.
Those are the numbers they don't tell you about,
mm-hmm.
the police. So there you go. Chris continues his email. Just a footnote, in the past 20 years here in our province of Canada, the government's been cracking down on drinking and driving through stricter sentencing, longer jail terms, and decreased tolerance of the legal limit. Consequentially, drunk driving deaths and accidents have dropped by approximately 25 to 30%. Whatever. Secondly, as for the art issue,
I'd actually probably say that's a temporary drop, and that will start rising to above the previous
Who knows?
Highs.
It totally could be coincidence. First off, in regards to subsidized art, just to mention, I'm a graphic designer and I have a great appreciation for art of all kinds. And I think it's great to see the wide range of it out there. You both are absolutely right. The government should get out of the business of subsidizing art. It's true. It's all about what the market demands. So if Joe Blow wants a piece of art made from car tires, paper clips, and pipe cleaners, then by all means, fill your boots. Just don't force me to pay for that stuff. In fact, then he gets to a very interesting little story about a Canadian government and what they funded $18,000 for art. You'll love it. Coming back.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home. Uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. But if you want to call, now's the time to do it because we're about done for tonight. Although we do it 6 nights a week, Monday through Saturday, from 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, it is Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to join us online in the meantime between shows and during at freetalklive.com. Check out the streaming, the bulletin board system, the archives, Shrine of Female Listeners, updates, and much, much more. It's all there free at freetalklive.com. We were reading an email from Chris. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com and just kind of wraps up with an interesting little art story. He was talking about subsidizing art, and he's against it, and so are we. I think art should exist on its own merits.
I agree.
So, but here's an example of government expenditures on art. Recently, an artist was funded by the government in the amount of approximately $18,000 to drive around our province in Canada and plant little sculptures that she had made along the shoreline.
That's sweet.
What is the point of all of this, you ask? Oh, it's to inspire and to bring joy to people who may by chance run across these things on their day out.
I hope that those are tourists. Because
yeah.
Those people, when they're inspired and joyful, they spend a lot more money. Yeah.
The really nauseating part of this was how it was presented on the CBC News, which is the Canadian government-funded network, in an attempted beautiful and wonderful, awe-inspiring way. Yet, I wonder if any of our, if any of the viewers actually sat back and wondered, do you think maybe our tax dollars could be spent on something better than pretty little sculptures? Well, probably not. I mean, your tax dollars are squandered just wherever they go. I mean, whether it be the Department of Education or sculptures around along the side of the road, they're usually wasted. So what you need to do is you need to argue for cutting taxes in the first place and not funding these programs, period. But isn't that it's a great example of just silliness? They do that kind of stuff around here in Tampa Bay. Like, the area of Tampa Bay we live in is the art area of Tampa Bay, and we're known for our art.
I think
there's a lot of crap.
Reprehensible that they take county money and do that. Or, I mean, in this case, I don't know what's county, state, or
right.
Province.
Yeah.
Yeah, provincial money.
Right.
And, you know, put it towards that kind of thing.
$18,000.
Terrible.
I understand it's Canadian money and everything, but still, it's a lot of money.
But they're confusing Canadian money. I'll tell you, the biggest trouble I had in Canada was trying to buy gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
You're not buying, I don't know what a liter is exactly. I know that it's more than a quart.
Four liters in a, no.
It's about 3.5 liters or something in a gallon. But here's the problem, is I'm trying to do this math while pumping gas.
You're trying to figure out how much you're going to have to spend?
Plus, yeah.
Okay.
And plus the dollar at the time was about a 1.75 Canadian dollars
right.
to $1. And then I'm trying to do 1.75 to 3.5.
What were you worried about? Did you not have enough money in your wallet?
No, I want to know where the best place to buy gas is.
Oh.
I'm one of these people that, you know, always keeps track of which was the best place to buy gas.
Wait, they don't have the prices advertised on the road signs by the liter?
By the liter.
Right.
So in Canadian money.
So you could still tell which the best place was.
I'm still, I want to know
how much I'm paying
compared to America, too.
Oh, I see. So you're just curious. That's just curiosity. There's nothing...
Well, there wasn't any
functional about that.
You know, I think that there's something that is brought to mind by this art subsidy thing. There's a statue that I think was government funded, and I want people to look into it to get use of their tax dollars that were spent on this thing. Look up Kryptos. The statue that was built is actually a puzzle, and it hasn't been solved.
Interesting.
I believe it's in Washington.
Is it solvable?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to come back with more...
They should have called it Gordian Knot.
We're going to come back with... I don't get that reference. We're going to be back with more Free Talk Live tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. It's been Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
We'll see you in the meantime at freetalklive.com.